gonna act like you can't get up, but you know you can.
Oh, oh my god. So cute.
I feel like we just have to start because that was such a cute intro.
Yes.
Hi, confidant. Oh wow, we're a little tilted. I'll fix that in post. No biggie. My beautiful Kobe athletic, still witchy, confidant. Welcome to another episode of Confidently Insecure. I am your host, Kelsey Darrow. This is a podcast where we are absolutely sure we don't know everything. See, I feel free and fun because my friend's here.
Yay.
You guys, my friend Leah's here. How do I even describe what you are? You're a comedian. You're a podcaster. Excuse you, Kobe. Kobe, the French bulldog, is here. We are babysitting, and he's a reckless man.
So cute.
He's a baby. You're a podcaster. Mm-hmm. You're a comedian. Mm-hmm. You're a witch. Mm-hmm. You're host of Witches Like Us.
Basic witches.
I had Aliza Kelly on last week, and her podcast is
cool.
I've had so many witches and witchy like episodes lately that I hope the confidants are killing it and loving it and vibing with it because mm-hmm. I am. Mm-hmm. I love this part of my life that has become like intertwined with all of this, and I don't know if it's just like cosmicness or whatever, but I feel like. Before I let you talk to the confidants, I have to tell you a fun story.
Yes, please.
You and I...
Also, wait. Can you turn me down a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Am I...
Or I guess turn
hot?
You down?
Yes. How's that?
That's better.
Oh, wait. I could have also turned us down here. Hold on. Turn up. Turn down. Is
That's
that better?
That's better.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sorry.
I love your voice, but like not that loud.
Not that loud. Ever. To no one. Okay. So, fun story about you. We took a trip to Big Bear because mm-hmm. I have very few friends who know how to ski. And I was like, bitch, come on. We're going to Big Bear and I need someone to ski with. All these other bitches are just going to drink and like smoke and hang out in the hot tub. I need a bitch that can
Hey, I love to do that too.
Sure. Yeah. Same. Who doesn't? But like, we got to ski.
We got to ski.
So you come up and the weekend is so much fun. I think I like
so fun.
Had sex with one of my friends and by accident and then like, I was
As
also,
we all do.
You just got to do it. You just got to test out the waters. And this was also right before Jared and I went to Barcelona. He told me that he loved me and we made things official. Because
okay.
On this trip.
I hate to say this. I always think of him in my head as the DJ.
He still is the DJ. And I remember telling all of you bitches, mm-hmm. I am breaking it off with this guy. Like, I'm so over it. It's just so messy. I'm taking this girl's trip. I fuck my friend. I'm feeling free. I'm feeling powerful. And I'm done with him. 2 weeks later. Here we are, 3.5 motherfucking years.
I love it.
And I've known you so long.
So long.
But my funny story in that Big Bear trip was going to be that, like, you brought your tarot cards. Mm-hmm. And that was the first time that I had seen someone that wasn't, like, a street person with tarot cards. I was like, what the fuck?
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Like, I did not know that this is a very common, like every single one of my friends now has a tarot deck.
I love it.
And I bought like basic tarot for like idiots, whatever book to start learning. And the first thing it says is that like in olden days, you have to steal your first deck.
Oh.
And I didn't know that that was a thing.
I haven't heard that you have to steal it.
It's like That's part so of the like, I don't know if the word gypsy is correct in this form, but I think
it's a little problematic.
I think it is too, but yeah. Is it not what?
I'm not sure.
What? Okay. Sorry. Sorry, guys. Someone correct me in the comments. Anyway, you did. Mm-hmm. We did like readings for each other back and forth all week. And I literally was like, this bitch has lost her mind. What is
no.
this? Like, it's not that I didn't like it. I loved it. I was just like, what does this have to do with?
If you're not into it, it can seem like, okay, you're like so woo-woo and crazy. But when you're into it and when you get into it, it is wild what the cards can tell you.
Bitch.
And like the deck thing, I know that often there's a thing where you're supposed to be given it, but I've never heard the stealing. But I have bought my own decks. Oh. I disrupt the system. I don't think you need to wait to get it. If you want your own fucking deck,
I waited.
Get your own deck.
But I've fucking, okay, so bring it all together. I said I was going to tell a short story and then let you introduce yourself. Well, and this is not how it's
gone. Okay. We're friends. I don't care. I also have a crazy synchronistic story about that weekend too that you'll remember.
God.
Do you remember we ran into Schwayze?
Yes, your favorite person.
I was obsessed. And I mean obsessed.
It was unhealthy.
It was really I was fine.
No, there you were fine.
I kept my cool, but because I showed you the videos,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I made like a happy birthday video for Schwayze.
Guys.
Like, I won every contest to meet him. Like, I loved him so much. And then we fucking ran into him in a bar in Big Bear. And I was drunk.
Town.
So I felt like am I seeing things?
Am I hallucinating?
And he remembered me.
He fucking remembered you, dude.
It was crazy.
And you were like, what the fuck? That was it was a strange weekend, but I remember it so vividly and I kind of love
it.
It
was so fun.
Remember I also had swollen eyes because I had had an allergic reaction the night before.
Aww.
And I still was like, we still going to Big Bear Ridge.
Uh-huh. I remember we had Mary Bloody Marys before hitting the slopes back when you were drinking.
That was my thing. I never skied sober from the ages of like 15 to... that trip probably.
Have you done it now sober?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
And it's amazing.
It's still great.
Now
yeah.
I just listen to Hamilton on repeat, which
oh
I know
my
you
gosh
also love.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have so many, like Leah and I go way, way back, but all of that to say,
mm-hmm.
you're here because you not only have Basic Witches podcast, but you've made your own tarot decks, which now every morning when I'm outside doing my morning routine, like stretching and yoga,
mm-hmm.
I put on TikTok live and I just watch card reading every
I love
morning.
That.
I have no idea what they're fucking talking about, but I'm obsessed with it now.
But I think you do subconsciously.
Mm, I like that for us. Okay, so tell me everything. What's your deal? Who are you? What's up?
Yeah,
hi,
you nailed it. My name's Leah Knauer.
There she is on youtube.com/KelseyDara. You'd be seeing this beautiful photo of her very sensually looking a
yes.
colorful lollipop.
Yes.
Big fan.
Yeah, I'm an artist, witch, comedian, host of Basic Witches podcast, and I created two decks this year. I did that all this
wow.
year. Like in quarantine, I just needed to use all my love and magic some way. So I made an affirmation deck that's very holographic. That's like my favorite thing because I love sparkly.
Done. I mean, clearly so do I. Look
sparkly.
At this room.
Yeah, I know.
I see.
And then
wow.
this is the journal prompts for bad bitches.
Oh my god.
Also holographic.
Oh my god, they're circles.
Yeah. Everyone's surprised by that.
I know.
It's so funny.
So tell me like the meaning or purpose behind each one.
Oh. I mean, you could pull one and I can tell you like exactly what I was thinking when I wrote that.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Just pull one?
Yeah.
Okay. Bigger and better things are coming.
Okay. Well, so much with manifestation, which, you know, that is my favorite thing to talk about
yes,
in the whole world.
Same.
I manifested my way into a Kevin Smith movie and I'm not done with him.
What? Just like very side note. What?
Yeah. I tweeted at Kevin Smith for 278 consecutive days to get into Mallrats 2. Mallrats 2 never happened, but I ended up getting into Jay and Silent Bob reboot. So I have a part in that. I went to New Orleans and shot it, and I just love him so much. And now he's doing Clerks 3. So I'm coming back in that inbox,
oh
baby.
My God.
Knock,
like,
knock.
Literally manifested that
yes.
shit. Amazing.
Yeah.
And so you like are a huge person in manifestation. And did you
it's
manifest like cards?
Yeah. Okay. So what I was going to say about this card, bigger and better things are coming. Manifestation is like having a clear vision, but then also being open to the way things can like change or come
Ooh.
in different kinds of ways. For example,
yes.
with the Jay and Silent Bob reboot, I thought I was trying to get into Mallrats 2. That didn't happen. And it ended up being something bigger and better.
Fucking
but I could have latched
blessed.
On and be like, oh, well, I can't do Jay and Silent Bob because I wanted to do Mallrats 2. But
no.
it's like, no, you have to stay open to bigger and better things are
yes.
coming. And like when something doesn't go through, whatever is meant to be will be.
And I'm so glad you said you have to stay open because there's like, again, a big witch talk.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're on witch. Well, of course you are. Your TikToks are amazing. That like teach about manifestation of being accepting and like asking for this thing. But then they don't talk about the follow up, which is that like openness and acceptance of how it comes to you.
Yes.
And like that also people fear
mm-hmm.
it. People fear the things they actually want.
And that's a huge part of the work the work of doing manifestation.
In italics.
Yes. Because also with manifestation, people are always like, oh, it's just positive thoughts. Just think positive. No, no, no. You have to fucking do shit. You have to email someone. You have to send a tweet every day. You have to actually show up. And when you see those fears and that scarcity mindset, when you see it coming in, you have to immediately be like, okay, why am I feeling like that? Mm-hmm. Whose story is that? Ooh. Do I even truly believe that about myself? Because most of it comes from childhood.
Fucking everything.
I know.
Parents, right? God damn it.
I know.
But like, Yep. No, there's no way to talk around. Like, everyone has a fucked up childhood, I think. And it's not, I guess I should use different language. It's not necessarily fucked up. It's just like informative and shaping. And there's no right way to have done growing up.
Right. Right? And we all like process things different. There's all, everyone has trauma, whether it's a capital T, a lower T, everyone has something in their life that like when they think of, they immediately, their body goes back to those negative feelings or that feeling of like not feeling safe or loved. We all have it. And that's why it's so important to like address that stuff and therapy. And tarot is self-care and self-awareness.
Go on. Because I understand that now. I didn't before. I was like, this is a bar trick that like was invented back in the medieval times just to like, I don't know, trick people. I don't know.
It's more than that.
Go on.
It's like I process my life through, honestly, these affirmations are the main things that take up my head when I am feeling dark or low. These are the mantras that remind myself that I am badass, that I am capable, and that like I am worthy of what I want. And it's so important to believe that.
You know, it reminds me of something I heard recently about AA. I know I've talked about this book a million times, but Holly Whitaker's Quit Like a Woman has, it's fucking phenomenal. I think anyone should listen to it. It doesn't matter if you're a woman. Everyone should listen to it because it talks about how drinking is so patriarchal and that AA specifically is so patriarchal, sexist, rooted in building. It was literally invented by a white dude for other white dudes. Like
AA was?
Yes. Oh. It was some guy named Bob. Bill. Oh. Yes. No, I think it's Bill. I think you're right.
I went to rehab when I was 19.
Okay. So you remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yes. And like how it's so sexist and built in shame that like I spent 30 years building my power and like my fucking dominating, like successful happiness. Why would I immediately give it up in a way and say this thing has control over me and this thing, addiction is my life? And I'm like, what about all the parts of my life that aren't controlled by that? And why do I have to give up all of my power to be healthy?
Can like, I ask you something?
Yeah.
What's been the most spiritual part of sobriety, of your sobriety?
Oh my God. Like what hasn't? Is more the question. Like every single part of my life has changed. I am happier. I am more self-aware, which is crazy because I thought I was the most self-aware person that ever existed. I'm growing as like a person. I'm learning how to listen better. I'm learning how to be a servant leader over like just a bossy bad bitch that just like takes space. Like mantras, daily cosmic baddie fucking interactions. Like everything has become more spiritual.
I love that.
You went to rehab when you were 19.
Yeah. So I'm not sober now.
Yeah.
But I've been to many an AA meeting. Yes. And I love them. And my soul literally craves them. Like, that's where I learned vulnerability, truly.
Wow.
And I should have died twice.
Oof.
Like, the firefighters that, like, literally scooped me out of my college dorm bunk bed said that it was, like, a miracle that I woke up the next day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was really, really
bad.
What
was your choice of
alcohol?
Wow.
And I don't really drink anymore. I mainly just smoke weed. And even that is just so helpful for
me.
It's
a plant, guys.
But it's wild. Like when I got out of rehab, now my jaw like reacts to alcohol. I feel like my body is literally, it rejects it now, which is good.
It recoils.
It's good. Oh my gosh.
I have to tell the confidants this super quick story because I haven't said it out loud yet publicly. But I'm going to make a TikTok about it because, like, listen to this fucking jazz.
Mm.
I've been sober for 2 years. Just hit my 2-year anniversary in June.
Amazing.
I went to a dinner party of my partner's friends. So I don't really know them. But there was, like, a guy who was a new friend there also. And he we all are in some form of sobriety because we just, like, found each other. And we're like, let's have a dinner party.
Mm-hmm.
he brings over a big, like, couple bags of drinks from Trader or from Whole Foods. So it's like kombucha, tea, fizzy water. And he's like, yeah, just grab whatever. Like, there's a bunch of stuff I brought. I go over, I grab a kombucha, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, ooh, lavender, plant-based, like, sounds so nice. I take a huge sip. It's fucking alcohol.
No.
It's boozy bucha, and the way that they promote it is called easy kombucha, which I'm like, what about that says alcohol? And then the very, I obviously I'm like, that you guys, this is alcohol. And everyone's like, what? No, it's kombucha. I'm like, no, it's alcohol. They all run over. We're all looking at the can and everyone's like looking for how it's fucking alcohol. And in the very bottom right in gray font against like white backdrop says alcohol 6%. And I'm like, That's not cool. And the brand also sells non-alcoholic kombucha. So
do they call it hard?
No.
Easy and hard.
I'm like, the fuck? I was so mad at this brand. I'm going to like definitely make a post about it because I think it's so important that people know that out in the world there's like boozy teas and like the sparkling water, white cult, whatever. I missed that whole wave because of being sober before that. But I was so angry. But the reason that it made me think about it was because my body
knew
it was like touching a flame. Like I was like, ah, no, fuck, ow, no, absolutely not. And instead, I think what could have happened to a lot of people, it has happened, is they were like, oh, it's not that bad. I'll just drink it. And it's a slippery slope. But my body was like, absolutely not. Your life is amazing. Put that down and like warn people, you know?
I love that.
So fucking anyway.
That's crazy. That seems really wrong.
And like their brand images have like kids drinking the regular one. And I'm like, that's on the same page as your boozy ones. Like be one or the other.
Right.
Don't have literally there's like no difference between the boozy ones and the non-boozy ones. Like you can't tell which is which. Anyway.
Don't you feel like too, since like not drinking alcohol, you appreciate drinks more? Like I love sparkling water so fucking much.
Flavors.
Right?
Fruit in a drink now.
And coffee. Bitch. Like all the different tastes. I'm just like, it doesn't have to have alcohol in it to be enjoyed.
No, I can throw back like six different kinds of non-alcoholic like mocktails at a bar now and be like, this is exquisite.
And no one even knows that you're not drinking. They think you're drinking just like them.
Kobe farted.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I know. I'm warning you. It's coming your way. It's puppy farts.
Oh, those are bad.
They're bad. I want to get back to your decks though, because that was, I feel like he farted as a sign to be like, pay attention. Enough about you.
Thanks, Copes.
Okay. So we have the, what is this deck called? The hollow one? Because I love it.
Well,
so
they're both
pretty.
Holographic. This is the deck of hearts. And then this is journal prompts for bad bitches.
So tell me what journal prompts for bad bitches is.
These are, so journaling is a huge part of my self-care. It's asking yourself questions and being honest with yourself in a safe space, aka a dream journal. And these are all badass questions that will get you in touch with like why you do what you do, what makes you a bad bitch, and like what do I want to create, what's my definition of abundance. I mean, there's so many different things in there.
If you can read that post-it note, see it says I am abundant. So clearly the first card that I picked, it's like, what does abundance mean to
me? Is that what it's, because that's the card I pulled today.
Oh my gosh. Well, what
abundance. Yeah. I wrote it down. So I know abundance to me, and it changes every time.
It should.
Every time I write it down. But today abundance is the ability to donate to charities, the ability to buy from small businesses that I love, the ability to have free time, the ability to treat myself to coffee or whatever beauty treatment. Whatever I want without feeling guilty, and the ability to have time, money, and energy to get to dedicate to things that I love and creating shit that inspires me.
Shh, bitch, put that on a t-shirt.
Because it's kind of long.
So true. Can you imagine the shirt just like wraps around your stomach? And you have to flip it inside out. You're like, it's on the tag. Read like the last sentence.
There's an abundance of words on the shirt.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. So tell me like because when I think of a tarot deck, I'm like, I see like gods and goddesses, and it's like kind of scary imagery, but then now there's like ones that are all like RGB and fucking RBG.
Yeah. I do that all dyslexia. The time. I do.
Or like powerful women in history decks. And I'm like, wait, I thought tarot was supposed to be like a storm is coming.
No.
Like a pirate or something.
You're not always going to die either. Mm. Everyone always thinks that.
Positive.
Yeah. And the death and tarot card are not scary. People always associate that with bad, but life is death and rebirth. Something,
we're all dying.
Exactly. Mm. And something coming to a close, it means something beautiful and new is coming. Anyway, there's a million kinds of decks. Mine is Oracle or Affirmation, not really tarot. And then, yeah, these are journal cards. So I don't know if you would. I think I created that idea, but I'm not sure.
I love it. Like, I've never seen one, like, in this traditional, like, card sense. And then you flip it over. Like, can we do one? Can you show me how to do it?
I tried to make these very practical so people who even aren't, like, a witch can still appreciate it.
Sorry, I didn't realize I should tell you to move while we're like trapped by these microphones.
You're fine.
Okay, so
okay.
Ooh.
Kelsey.
Yeah.
Do you have a question for the cards?
Oh, you knocked.
Oh yeah.
That's to what? Clear the
bad energy or any former energy. It's like, this is your reading now.
Ooh, excuse me. I remember this from Big Bear. I fucking love it. I'm getting a deck.
Yes.
Okay. Do I have any questions for the deck? Yes, I have a question for the deck. Ooh, okay. Here it is. This is also just like a little BTS of a project that the Confidants know I've been working on.
Love it.
So I started a company called Swapskies, and we are currently in the middle of our fundraising for pre-seed. And I literally had like two investor meetings today, one yesterday, and like had to ask for an ass load of money. And it didn't scare me at all. For the first time ever. But then I would like wake up in the middle of the night like, oh, that's a lot of responsibility for that much money. Like millions of dollars. And I'm like, don't be afraid of it.
You so got it.
You can't be afraid of that much money. So I guess my question to the deck is like,
it's good that you realize that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before I get it and I'm like, I'm out. I can't. Exactly. I can't. Can I give this back? Can I wire this back to you?
My sweet comfy. Don't. I want to tell you about HelloFresh, where you can get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit, baby. You know I am all about that life of not having to leave my house if I don't have to, and especially if I don't have to spend that much money, which is why I love HelloFresh. And especially with fall coming up, we know we are busy. We've got back to school, back to life, but HelloFresh recipes save time you'd otherwise spend meal planning, shopping, so you can get back to what matters. You know, like watching TV in sexy time with your friends. And HelloFresh's family-friendly menu is a big win for back-to-school season with easy, delicious recipes for drama-free dinner. I got the Calorie Smart Box because I did just come back from a European vacation, and mama, you know, needs to just be feeling good and fresh. I had so many different kinds of carbs and inflammatory foods that I was like, I need a nice little refresher, a little breaksies from the croissants. So I got the Calorie Smart Box, and let me tell you, Jared has been having such a great time cooking them. I sit back, relax, make him put on an apron. He gets some like little Italiana bossa nova music playing, and he cooks for his queen. That's right. You can go to HelloFresh.com/confidently14 and use code confidently14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. That's going to HelloFresh.com/confidently14 and use use the code confidently14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. You guys, I don't even have, I feel like you could just do this ad read with me at this point. I don't even have to like look at my notes. I don't have to pull up the copy. This brand and company is just so close to my heart. I wish I could like tattoo. Maybe I will tattoo them across my body at some point. Anyways, you know I am talking about better help. If anything is interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals, BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. It's safe, private, online environment, so convenient that you can start communicating with a therapist in under 24 hours. With my personal experience, I just switched therapists and I was manifesting a young, witchy boss bitch. And I was like, there's no way this exists in a therapeutic community. Well, guess what? It does. It did. I found her on BetterHelp. I'm obsessed with her. I am so excited to talk to her this week. We just got back from our European vacation and I have so much to catch her up on. And I could have done sessions with her while I was in Europe. That's how easy it is to schedule. I do video sessions. I message her all the time and she gets back to me within 24 hours. We can talk about anything. They have therapists who specialize in depression, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflict, LGBT matters, grief, self-esteem. There are so many people that have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you're going to get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/CI. Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/CI.
My question is like, yeah, are we going to be, how do I phrase this without basically asking, am I going to get the
raise? You can ask that.
Okay. Am I going to get the raise?
Yeah. Cause the cards will tell you whatever you need to hear. Okay. Yeah. Good. Let's breathe.
Coffee notes, do it with us.
All right. What is Cal?
I'm
gonna pull 3 for you.
Okay, what is that?
I really hope we get the money is coming, honey, card. But
walk us through the process. Walk us through. What are you thinking? What
are
your thoughts?
So I like to like tap into your energy. So I see you. Uh-huh. Sometimes when I'm picking a card, I'll like say Kelsey.
Yes.
Vera.
Ooh, I like
that. And then
that.
At the end of the name, I'm like, ooh, that's it. Okay, so that's one of them.
Ooh. Do I read it or should you say it?
Let's wait.
Okay.
Ooh. So that's the first one. And oh,
wait, I can't see that one.
Okay. So we got I am loved.
Ooh,
I am pure ass.
The weather is getting warmer, so it is time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now that I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from 30 doll hairs, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
I can confirm this. I'm actually wearing Quince pants right now.
You are.
They are so, they're loose, they're breezy. These babies have a button, a fly, drawstring, and elastic in the band. So I can like, I can dress them up, I can dress them down.
Yes.
They're the perfect pant for summer, and I'm really comfortable as hell in them.
Honestly, I am wearing the Quince 14 karat gold earring loop right now.
Oh my God.
I know. I think it's so cute. It does not tarnish. It is so comfy, and I have sensitive ears, so I'm really loving this for my body. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Kelsey for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Kelsey to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Kelsey.
A magic.
Yes.
And I am allowed to rest. You
never
literally
heard of it.
You literally said you woke up from your sleep.
Yes.
Concerned about this money. And this card is saying you are allowed to rest. Like, don't worry.
Oh.
And like, you are, I'm so not worried about you at all. Not even because of these cards, like before the cards.
Yeah, that's true.
But like, you are such a badass witch.
Oh,
and like,
my God.
You are protected. You are loved. And so many people love you and what you do. And like, you don't have to worry.
I mean, it is so funny to like see this and think of it to myself, mm-hmm. right? Like mm-hmm. you really have to soak this in because mm-hmm. I am allowed to rest. To me, I read it as like, you can chill out, not like you don't have to worry. Yeah. It was more like a like pointing yes. the finger rather than the like, nah, girl.
And the allowed too is huge because no one ever gives us permission in this life. I love Gala Darling and EFT tapping. Have you ever done yes. EFT tapping?
Tapping, I put it in my book.
Yes.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes.
But one of her mantras that I really, really love is the more I relax, the more I receive. And I love that. Oh. And I can't tell you how many fucking times I've like taken a nap, taken a bath, or gone for a run, just did something for myself. And literally I come back to my phone and I have an email. Oh, you have an audition. Oh, someone bought a deck.
Wow. Or
yeah, it's like crazy. So I tell myself the more I relax, the more I receive.
I love that. The more I relax, the more I receive.
And that's staying open. Mm-hmm. That's being in your feminine flow.
Yes. Because
feminine is receiving. Yes. Instead of the go, go, go. I have to get.
Yes.
Money, 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 work, which I love all that too.
Sure.
But you need a balance.
Well, it's funny you say that because my astrologist.
I was just about to ask what are your signs.
Okay. I'm a Leo.
I know that.
Sun, Gemini.
That's why we connect. I'm a Gemini sun.
Oh my God. Okay. Emotions and confidence. Like all I am is emotion and like that's all it is. So
yes.
Bless you, Jared. But what was I going to say? Oh, my astrologist mm-hmm. said, because I talked to her about the same thing. She said, you have to wait to receive. She's like, you need to receive, not go get mm-hmm. money. You need to receive. So the fact that you said that too, I'm like,
yes.
Fucking bitch, you right.
Witch, so you right.
I love that you picked three cards. Like, mm-hmm. what does that mean versus, because isn't that usually, or I've seen sometimes where they fly out like a pile and you go yeah. through the pile.
I mean, each person reads differently. Yeah. That's what's so cool about it. I love three because like on their own, these are totally solid advice, but put together, it's like it tells a different story.
And does it matter the way that in which they flip out?
Yes and no. For this one, I don't really think so. If no. I was doing like past, present, future, I've done that before with this deck.
What does that mean?
I so
remember
you could,
this.
You
from...
could ask a question. Yeah, I think I had my goddess yeah, deck.
You did.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So you can ask like a question and then pull for past, present, future and just be like, this is how you were feeling then. This is how you feel now. And this is how you are going to feel in the future. But it doesn't like define the
right,
future.
Right.
Because you have control of the present
right.
and you can things can change.
Yeah.
But it's kind of not a warning, but like a look into the future sure. if something doesn't change.
And it's, I think it too, it's just like an anchor to always come back to as well. Like it's mm-hmm. not set in stone, like you said, but it's more of like a, I can think of this at any moment and remember.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can I try you?
Yeah, please.
Oh my God. Yay! This reminds me of Big Bear yes! times when I was like, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm gonna just fucking do it. Okay. Wait, let me tighten this microphone up. Sorry for the squeak, everybody.
Kobe.
Let's see. Your butthole. Side note, I found out you can say in the Tesla open butthole and it opens up the charging port.
No.
Yes. Just talking about buttholes, it reminded me about that. I just found that out today.
That's amazing.
I was like, what is going on at Tesla and how do I get a job?
Hey, you probably could.
That's fucking hysterical. Okay. So you also look stunning in this deck.
Thank
like
you.
What a great design.
Thanks.
Okay.
This is my shower curtain. It's a picture of my shower curtain.
Stop.
The back of the cards.
Oh my God, it is?
Mm-hmm. I had the idea for this deck when I was in the bath. And I was like, I love my shower curtain. It's where I do most of my self-care.
I love it.
This should be... So yeah, it's my shower curtain and then my signature.
I have a hollow pebble mat in my shower.
Oh, cool.
I love hollow.
It, like in the bath? Yeah. Is that what a pebble mat is?
Yeah. So you don't like slip because I'm clumsy. Okay, so first things first. I'm a knock. That didn't feel right.
Good.
That felt better.
Good.
Okay.
Just follow your intuition. There's no right or... Yeah, whatever you feel is right is right.
Okay, so Leah
mm-hmm.
Knauer,
mm-hmm.
which is such a fun name to say.
Thank you.
Knauer.
I think so too.
Knauer. K-N is like such a Knauer.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a question?
I do. Oh. I had a huge audition recently.
Congrats.
Thank you. Trying to just enjoy and bask in that because that's an accomplishment
huge.
In and of itself.
Totally.
But I I would really like it. Mm. So what do I need to know in regards to that?
Well, this one flipped out when you were talking.
Love it.
It like jumped out like a fish. So I'm going to flip this one over.
Oh. Okay.
How would you suggest for a newbie to be tapping into someone's energy? Like, what's the best way to do that?
Just envision them. Oh. And maybe like you might start to see things, like little images might pop up in your head and you're like, I don't know why this is in my head, but I just saw, did you see something?
Yeah.
What'd you see?
Plants.
Oh.
I saw like a big planty background and I saw you in the most like stunning mermaid low cut shirt.
Hot.
I don't know. I was like, it's like a porno image. Okay. Okay. So Leah.
Say my name, say my name.
Ooh, this feels right. That sounded like it was coming. Leah. I also just saw you with curly hair.
Cute.
Yeah, sometimes your curly is nice.
Uh-huh, thank you.
Oh, this one feels... Okay, here we go. This card.
It's my favorite card.
Okay, okay, okay. So let me like interpret this, right?
Yes.
First we have, I speak kindly about myself and others, which like, you know, you crushed that audition and like, you have to tell yourself that, but also like other people probably did well too. And there's like something to that too, right? It's like actually everyone that it's coming down to with the part did really great just in their own different ways. And like acknowledge how your way is your way and only could be your way. No one else could be doing it like you, right?
I love that.
I release control. I mean, baby, was there any more perfect of a card of like, you have to release the control of wanting that, because the tighter you hold on,
I know,
the more it gets lived away.
Uh-huh.
Right?
And these are so perfect.
Bitch, money is coming, honey. We just, you said, I hope we get this card, and you got it.
You got it.
I mean, I got
it
for you.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, in my opinion, I think no matter what happens, roll or not, whether it be you don't get, rejection is your protection, honey. Mm. So if anything happens, bye.
Love
you
could
have gotten hit by a fucking light on your head on set and died.
It's true.
It's like Michael Bay, watch out, pay my insurance. But this, I feel like, says it all. How do you interpret this?
This is so beautiful. I love what you said about the other people. I didn't even think about that. Like, that the other people auditioning did a great job too. And it's not a threat to
me.
No,
it has nothing to do with you.
Yeah. It's which is so hard to remember as an actor.
Yeah.
Because especially we have no control. And that's the hardest part, I think, especially when you want something so bad. So I have been trying to work on that. I love that that came through. And then the money is coming, honey. It's like, I don't need to worry. Everything's going to take care of itself.
You literally said it. Like, that's out of all of these fucking cards, that's when that came out.
I love it. See, this is why I love this stuff. It's like, it's signs everywhere.
Yes. Like, Aliza Kelly, who came on last week, has a phrase called tank, which is there are no coincidences. So, like, that's a tank. And then Maddie Murphy, who is of the Cosmic RX, who we had on a couple weeks ago, has a whole segment called If Astrology Isn't Real, Then Why? And then you insert thing here. So it's like, if astrology isn't real, like, why did you say, I hope we pull the money is coming, honey, and then you did.
And shit like this happens all the fucking time on Basic Witches too. Like,
really?
It's so cool. Yes.
Oh my gosh, we have to talk more about Basic Witches. Obviously, I want to put these beautiful holo cards back in their home.
Thank you for my reading.
Oh my gosh, thank you for letting me do that.
That was so fun to watch someone else do it.
I mean, you let me do it when we were in Big Bear, but I had no idea what I was doing. I was like pulling a card and then reading from a book and being like, is that right? And you were just like, yes.
Yes, I feel that aura.
Yes, like hot tub weed, like bitches energy. Like nothing could have gone wrong that trip.
So fun.
I want to do one from Journal Prompts for Bad Bitches so people can like understand what that is. So how do you treat this deck differently from Boopity Boop Homegirl Hearts?
Yes.
What's that one called?
Deck of Hearts.
Deck of Hearts.
Because these are post-its shaped like hearts.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's V-cute. Like obvi handwritten and stuff.
Yes. It's V-cute.
Thank you.
It feels very personal.
So this one, I just let the deck ask me a question.
Ooh, reversal, honey.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
do
I
you
just
feel like
pull.
That's the universe wanting you to like see something?
That's what I need to work on.
And you pull for yourself.
Yeah. Cool. Can I pull for you?
Yeah.
Okay, this will be a journal prompt, or you can just answer it.
I will answer it live here, okay. Right on Confidently Insecure, ooh, the podcast, exciting. Where we're absolutely sure we don't know everything.
Exclusive.
Breaking news.
All right, your journal prompt is...
Ooh, she knocked it. She fucking knocked it. That knock felt solid. Mm-hmm. I love the sound of a card knock.
I know, right? It's like witchy ASMR.
Yeah. Oh my God. Do you do witchy ASMR on your TikTok?
Do. On the pod, we do. Oh my God. We should do that on
TikTok. Do it on TikTok.
Okay. Here's what you need to journal prompt or answer.
I will be answering.
Okay. What is my current mood?
Oh, excuse me. What is my current mood? Like in this very moment,
yeah.
I'm so joyful. Oh. This is so fun. Like having people, you specifically, mm-hmm. is always such a good time. Mm-hmm. Your energy is like so addictive. Mm. I feel very joyful. And I think different from how I would be a while ago, like my day was very chaotic in terms of like the different verticals I was working on. And I probably would have gotten super overwhelmed. But I feel like hella happy to be able to do all of these things.
I love that.
So that's my
and for
mood.
Your listeners too, what's so funny is we were supposed to talk at 11:30 virtually.
Yes!
And then we talked for literally like 2 minutes. We were like, wait, we should do this in person. Like this is yes. too fun.
Vaccinated, waxinated. I mean, I don't think anyone knows what else to say besides vaxxed and waxed, yeah. but like if you have one, write in the comments below.
Paid my taxes. Oh, I did do that recently.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Big girl things.
Yeah.
But it, yeah, that was so funny. And we were also having like kind of audio troubles. And I felt like that was the universe being like, just go see each other.
Yes. And I feel like spirituality is always just like seeing everything as a sign.
Yes.
And then not feeling the need to fix it and just letting yes. that guide things.
And you know, I would have felt horrified if it was... like other, like someone maybe I don't know as well to have offered like, hey, do you actually mind if we just don't do it this way and do it this way later? I would have never done that if I didn't feel so comfortable with you and yeah. the reception and then the giving back you gave me. I was like,
yeah,
it's just, this was supposed to happen.
I need to see people in person. I yeah. really, really miss it.
Yeah.
Really miss it.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to just make eye contact with you.
I know. I'm like looking at your skin. I'm looking at your makeup. You have such a no beautiful filter. Color.
No filter
you
here.
You look great.
Thank you.
Wait, can I pull one for you?
Yes.
Will you answer live
yeah,
exclusively?
I will.
Okay. Give me these cards. I do like that they're circular.
Thank you.
That's a fun.
And I made that art, like that skull.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Like everything about it, like I... created. Oh, you know,
you are really an artiste because I remember you do your cross stitching is mm-hmm. what it's called too, and I remember mm-hmm. I was being like, who can do that? Like yeah. that's such a specifically like
well, I learned that in rehab.
Oh, bitches love to learn how to sew yeah. and shit too.
Yeah. yeah. Oh, I knit.
Crochet.
You just like knit and watch Intervention. That was my life for 30 days.
Oh my God, you watched Intervention yeah. in rehab?
Yeah.
That sounds fucked up.
It was a little triggering for other people. I liked it because I love that show.
Yeah, that show's amazing.
But yeah, it was yeah. it can be hard to watch.
Yeah, yeah, especially when it's like yeah, I controversial but also agree.
It is a little.
Love that these are hollow. Okay. So now I'm channeling for Leah. That feels solid. Universe, what question do you want Leah to answer? I like the one where they do it, where they like toss it in their hands and one just falls out. But I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that. Like,
no, I'm not that great at it.
Leah Knauer. Oh, okay.
There she is.
Aw, what recent accomplishment am I proud of? Oh, journal prompt, but great. Live with yeah. your words, live journal.
Well, paying my taxes, I hate to admit that I put them off for as long as I did. Uh-huh. And I'm really proud of myself that I did that.
That is a big girl deal.
I
have no idea how a tax works. Couldn't tell you.
I'm starting to learn and I'm really proud of myself. Good. Yeah, so I'm proud of myself for being more financially aware. Ooh. I'm proud of myself for getting this big audition.
Yeah, that was big.
I'm proud of myself for fighting my way through this past like depressive period slump. Yes. My periods yes. have been so intense lately. Just proud of myself for always showing up and taking chances.
Fuck yeah.
And I sent a huge email today to Kevin Smith, as I mentioned.
Oh, your boy Kev. Uh-huh. Kevy Kev, are you listening? He probably listens to this podcast. Hey. So, Kevin.
Does he?
No.
I'm like, hey.
But on the off chance the universe puts it in front of him.
You never know.
We chop this up into a clip, put it on TikTok. Kevin, Clerks 3.
Hi.
Right here. Here's your girl. The period thing.
Mm-hmm.
Question. Mm-hmm. Might be controversial. I don't know. I feel like this is a safe space, and I feel like this is a safe audience to ask this question without making it sound scary. Did your periods change after you got vaccinated?
That is a great question, because my emotions have not been this intense until it's hard to say, though, because I got off antidepressants at the same time.
Ooh. Oh, you just went in.
I know. So I can't tell if my emotions are really intense because I'm no longer on antidepressants that are numbing me, or if it's because of the vaccination. So I can't say. Okay. But I do know that that is
it
a thing.
It fucked mine up. I mean,
really?
It didn't fuck them up. Like, here's the thing. I get two periods a month now. And I thought it was because I was living in New York for a month with my best friend who just had a baby, and I thought I was picking up on her hormones.
Oh my God.
So I was literally, I messaged my gyno and I was like, does this sound stupid or am I crazy? And she's like, just watch it and like, let's see what happens. And then sure enough, every month I've had two periods, and she's like, 100% it is the vaccine. It's happening to so many women. No one's talking about it. It's a huge common side effect.
Is it a forever thing or just
no? I think it's just an app. Well, I don't know. Yeah. I don't want to give false info, but also know that it is not happening to everyone, and there is no science that says it is linked to anything hormonally. But also, who pays attention to women? But get vaccinated.
I know.
Get vaccinated. Duh. Okay, that was like an aside. I feel like I'm all over the board today, but okay. I kind of love it.
Gemini.
Yeah. Hello. Hi. A soaker of information.
Yes, we really are.
Let's talk about basic witches. Mm-hmm. I came on very early when you guys started,
yeah.
Right? How has it evolved? What is it? Why should people listen? Because they should. And I'm not just saying it because I was on it. It's very fun. Tell me.
It's so fun. We started at the Comedy Store, which was haunted.
Yeah.
Which was so cool and creepy to record there.
I bet.
For many reasons. A lot of creepy vibes there.
Yeah. I hate it so deeply.
Creepy people.
Yeah. Men. Comedians. Yes. You know who you are. You fucking people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's so funny that we started there, because we're such a female-centric, like, female power show. And
you,
then
probably cleansed that place.
I like to think that we did.
Damn.
Yeah. But we talk about spirituality, female empowerment, sexuality, witchcraft, just like all the things like
yes.
that.
Yes.
And we're both psychic. Rachel LaForest is my co-host.
Yes,
and we met in a musical improv class with my musical improv team, all female, called Adele Dazeem.
Oh,
and
my
they're
God.
Like, they, we all came into each other's lives at the perfect moment. We all needed that, like, female power. Mm. And it's truly, like, mind-blowing what a strong female relationship, friendship can do for you.
I hate being in a heterosexual relationship every day of my life. I'm like, if I could kick Jared out and just fill these extra bedrooms with women.
Oh, but he's a sweetie.
No, he's like the most feminine man I have in my life, easily. Yeah. Which he'll tell you, his energy is more feminine and mine's more masculine.
I love that.
So it balances.
Yeah. And opposites attract, too.
That's amazing that you are in an all-female musical improv class or group called Adele Dazeem.
Yeah.
And how has that been going since the pandemic?
We don't perform.
Is anyone?
We're so excited
yet?
To. No, I mean, stand up is back, but
honestly, I was kind of hoping it wouldn't come back. I was just hoping it would die with the fucking virus. It's just like, I can't. I don't know if you feel this way, because you've definitely been, you know, around that circle and, you know, what you've gone through and stuff. Like, how do you feel about it? Like, are you going to it? Are you watching it?
Stand up?
Yeah.
I have such a complex relationship to it. I did it for almost 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Started when I was 19. Met some great people.
Yeah.
Met some horrible people.
Yeah, the worst.
Got involved with some people who did not care about my well-being. Mm. Because of that, the environment became so toxic. It was no longer fun that I had to check in with myself and be like, why am I doing this again? Because it doesn't make me feel good. I don't feel safe.
Right.
The last stand-up show that I did, another comic heckled me from next to the stage. about my ass. And I was just like, this is exactly what it is that makes women or other people that's not like a white cis man doing stand up. Like, that's why we feel unsafe. Yeah. So then I started really doing more improv.
Yeah.
And that was when I met Adele Dazeem. Yeah. And just like, I love performing. Yes. I will always be a performer.
Yes.
But I don't know. I have such a weird relationship with stand up. I miss performing and telling the jokes and writing the jokes and the audiences, but I don't miss open mics or the environment.
Culture.
Yeah.
You know, but like, there's something to be said that you had to go through that to also then fucking power magnetized the other way to feminine groups and like the space you created. And like, as much as I hate the Comedy Store, I do think it's like amazingly ironic that that's where you went and put all that fucking witchy badassery shit. I kind of wish you would have left a spell on that place, maybe to like burn down.
You don't know. You don't know.
Can I manifest that? No. Okay. I don't know. I don't know the strength of my powers yet. I feel like I can feel heat that other people can't.
Well, I believe in karma, so I don't think that I need to do a single thing.
Bitch, period. It'll hit you. It's coming if it hasn't already. Yeah, I feel like I keep getting validated in my witchiness, like not only from other witches, but, you know, the universe and myself. And like, I'm right now trying to figure out what this like heat thing is that I'm feeling that other people can't. Like, in the morning, I'll go to like touch Jared's face and I just feel this like spot radiating heat. And I'm like, why are you so hot? And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, this one spot is so hot. And he's like, I don't feel like literally it doesn't feel like anything. And I'm like, and I feel it on like people and dogs. Like I can feel it in animals.
What do you think it means?
Like I just felt a hot spot like right here.
Like
on
that
Kobe.
There's pain there?
Not. Like, I don't know yet. It doesn't feel like pain.
That's fascinating.
Like, and then my hands get really hot. Are your hands really hot right now?
No.
Feel my hand. Your hands are cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, gross, right? And I'm, like, in my own home, comfortable as can be. And I
have
no idea.
What do you think it is?
I'm figuring it out.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder with Jared's thing, was it like a thought in his head that needed to be cleared, or was it like a pimple coming? Like, I don't know if it's physical or like, am I feeling a spot on Oh, see now. Oh, I can feel it a little bit. No, I can still feel it. Maybe is it like his tummy? Does he need poop? Or is it like his mother took him off her latch nipple too soon? Like, I don't know.
I believe you. Women are so intuitive, so amazing, so powerful. And like about periods, when I embraced my period and like my femininity, my life just opened up.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more.
Just like accepting that I'm a woman. And like you were saying, doctors, people don't take women's stuff seriously.
Yeah.
And so when we feel things that are off, we actually know our body really well. Like how you knew with the two periods, you're like, this feels wrong. The guy was like, just keep an eye on it. But you were right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like when you trust your own body and trust your intuition, you no longer have to look outside yourself for answers.
Whew, man. And like now I feel like, if people can tap into that, that's such a gift. And then like what to do with that, I feel like is the work you talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, we've had, like I said, a couple episodes that are definitely like in this subject and area. I wonder if this is just becoming like a subset of like a basic witches podcast.
Yes!
But like how to then take that and turn it into something that helps you become the best version of yourself or like grow or let go or like listen to the signs, like trust your instinct, trust your gut. Like, I wish I would have been able to tap into all of this sooner.
Oh, me too.
In my life. My body just like gurgled when I was talking shit about myself. That's so funny.
Hey, yeah. Don't
she
do
was
that.
Like, excuse me, acid.
I'm right blop. Here.
Hi, I can fucking hear you. I'm like shooketh that we've been talking for 50 minutes because I feel like, what the fuck am I going to title this episode? Because we covered every single thing
and we could still talk for way more,
100 more years. Can you tell us where we can find you, where we can get the deck, where we can listen to Basic Witches?
How do we
do
how do you do
We could go on for a while, guys.
Yeah. You can listen to Basic Witches wherever it's streaming, yes. Wherever you listen to podcasts. We recently had Tommy Chong on.
Did you smoke weed with him?
Oh, of course.
How was it?
Amazing.
Did you smoke a lot?
I got a little too stoned.
Oh.
Then I started to question reality near the end, but it did happen. I know it did happen.
Oh, yeah. Prove it. Is the episode out?
No, it's out. Tommy Chong, Margaret Cho.
Oh, I love
her. So many. And we have like some more amazing people coming. Oh, so
is it Barack Obama?
No, I wish.
We'll put that in the universe.
I wish, but it might be
Michelle Obama.
No.
Okay.
I wish.
Put that in the universe.
But it might be Matilda.
What?
Yeah.
I think I'm friends with her on Twitter.
Are you really?
That's like the witch of
I know.
OG witch.
I watched it today. I'm
Mara
so
Wilson.
Excited.
Uh-huh. She's really smart.
Yeah.
Like intimidatingly so.
I'm really excited.
Her tweets are like
she's
political
funny.
Like journalism.
Mm-hmm. Funny and smart. Yeah, and then my decks are available at leahknauer.com.
Ta-da. I wish I had my fucking mouse so I could scroll down, but we'll just leave the description and links in the bio below.
And in my shop there, you can buy my art, book a reading, take my four-week manifestation course.
Mm-hmm. Do all of that, you guys. I promise just to have a space where you go and get together with people to like gang about this shit has been so... Nice.
Mm-hmm.
It exists. We're giving you the resources right here, Confidants.
Yes.
So all of those links will be below. Don't forget to rate this podcast 5 stars. If it's any less than 5, please don't rate it at all because I am sensitive. Speaking of sensitive, the merch is out now. Hey, look, that's my book. It's still available. Working on the second one right now. Better get it now before they fly off the shelves.
I have it too.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to fucking have one of your decks because I'm obsessed. And I think did I forget anything else? Bye.
Bye. You're abundant AF.
Ooh, good one to leave with.